To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment on the proposed local law number 1-2018, charitable gifts reserve fund tax credit. Is anybody here that would like to make a public comment, I think?
I was hoping for a little bit of interpretive comment as to explaining as to what this means.
Dave, you know?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
You know that the federal government passed a tax law at the end of last year.
Yes.
That disallowed so-called SALT deduction, state and local taxes. That includes property taxes. So the response by the legislature has been to seek to redefine those payments and not call them taxes, but slide them over to charitable contributions, because they didn't disallow charitable distribute. You know, you can still make charitable contributions and get the full deduction for them, but you can't get deductions for your state and local taxes, which includes income taxes and property taxes, over $10,000.
Okay.
So what this local law does is allow a mechanism where New York State is trying to shift the definition of those payments from local taxes to contributions. And what it does is we set up a fund, and when you come in on January 1st, or not on January 1st, whenever you come
June
in.
1st.
June 1st. When you come in on June, it's January 1st if it's out of town. But anyway, June 1st, you come in and pay your taxes. Let's say you owe $100 in taxes. Instead of paying the village of Nassau $100, you make a contribution to the resolution, to the charitable gift reserve fund for $100. Okay? When you make that contribution, you then get a credit or a scrip from the town clerk that says, here's a 95% credit towards your school tax, towards your village taxes. So you give her that scrip, that 95% credit, and $5, and then you pay your taxes. Do you see what I'm saying? The theory is that $95 will then not be property taxes, it will be a contribution to the charitable gifts reserve fund. That's the whole point. And that's what the local law does.
Okay.
And then the village would take that money and pay
the
taxes,
right? I think there should be a caveat to that you sent out.
Yeah, I mean, the problem for, and some municipalities are doing this, some aren't, and I don't know what the distribution is, okay? I don't know. If you look at all the villages in the state, how many of the villages are doing it, we're under the gun where we've got to act promptly on this, because we start collecting, if we don't get this in place by, you know, this week, it can't happen.
Right.
The towns and the cities who collect their taxes in January have a longer horizon to do it.
Right.
What's daunting here, and you know, again, it's a board decision, it's not my decision, is that the IRS is making noises saying this is not going to be allowed.
They're going to disallow.
That, in other words, from the IRS point of view, this change was made to enhance federal tax revenues, and schemes like this are an effort to avoid federal taxes, which is not illegal. The question is whether it's a legitimate avoidance of federal taxes. And I think the IRS is basically saying, no, it isn't. We're going to have a formal rule. I'm sure somebody is going to come down with a formal rule somewhere. And then, you know, it'll be litigated and so forth.
Okay.
I mean, I think the thing is, in Rensselaer County, you got to have a fairly substantial property to be paying $10,000 in property taxes. But if you're sort of putting it together with your income taxes, and maybe that year you bought a car and you paid 8% on a $25,000 car, you know, and by the time you start putting all this stuff together, it's not that hard to get over 10 grand. But the village taxes are always a pretty small part.
If you're allowed up to 10,000 after that, you can't deduct anything.
Right. That's my understanding. Again, I'm not a tax guy. I don't do my own taxes, but that's my understanding. This is what this is trying to address.
Okay.
So we have to pass the law, and then it could at some time say no, it's not legal.
Right.
It could go to court and litigate and say no. Right. So then we'd have to do away with the law.
And when Bob went to the NICOM meeting, which is where they sort of laid this out and gave us our, this sort of the pattern for the local law and so forth. And they were very careful to tell village officials, and it's all over their paperwork, we make no representation as to the deductibility of these items. In other words, we're not tax advisors. We're just setting this up. If you want to do it, okay. The problem for people who do this and use it is, let's say you do it and use it for your 2018 return in 2019, and then it's disallowed. Well, then you've got a problem, okay? If they haven't figured it out, you've got a problem, because you just took a $95 tax deduction that, you know, you weren't entitled to.
It's risky business all around.
Well, it's an effort. You know, it's clearly what the government did, what the federal people did, is a pretty massive tax shift onto so-called high state taxes that tend to be like on the coast. I'm not sure that it was a dagger aimed at the heart of New York, as Governor Cuomo calls it, but, you know.
He's coming. So, you know, we got to do it now, and if it flies, then it flies.
Who knows how much people are going to use it. It's kind of a new, you know, you're here, you're getting the explanation, but it's pretty obscure stuff when you look at it, you know?
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm assuming.
Thank you for the clarification. That's what I was hoping to hear. That's what I thought it was. And I think, you know, it's something necessary that has to be done. And it may not affect that many people. Usually, I think most of us have taxes that fall within that limit, but it's good to have. Okay, thank you for the clarification.
I'm assuming that probably, seeing that the villages are doing this now, that they probably won't drag their feet if it's going into litigation.
Right. I mean, they have to do it now. The problem is, in terms of getting we're going to get an answer in terms of, we'll probably get some kind of general ruling from the IRS. But I'm sure what's happening here is, this is the tack that New York State took. I don't know what, if anything, California did. What did Connecticut do? What did these other states? They had to have done something. This seems the most logical way to go. In other words, what you do is, instead of calling it taxes, you can go, and probably for most school districts, if you wanted to contribute $1,000 to a school district, they probably have a charitable fund, and you could get a deduction. So this is the easiest sideway move to make, is to change the characterization as taxes to make it a charitable contribution. So we have to, first of all, by resolution, establish the charitable gifts reserve fund so it can receive those contributions, and then we've got to do a local law that gives a credit towards village taxes for the payment of those for the payments into that charitable gift reserve fund.
Okay. Maxine, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Joe, do you have any
yes.
questions? Or?
Thank you.
This thing started with the media, right? That's where I picked up on it. Was it the Times Union, about the village and just trying to move the funds from one thing to another? And that's what got people concerned from what I'm hearing on the street. You know, like, what's going on with is New York getting cute? Or, you know what I'm saying? You hear the average blue-collar guy on the street. But the Times Union seemed like that's where it all started. Am I right or wrong? Wasn't there an article in the Times Union?
I'm not sure if there was.
Yeah, I mean, I think it started when they passed the federal legislation, and it was immediately seized upon by the at least in New York State, by the governor attacking it. And this is the legislative response to try and avoid or lessen the impact of the federal tax changes on New York State.
But they specifically mentioned the village of Nassau.
Joe, you're talking about the audit that was done.
Was that the audit?
Yeah. So that has nothing to do with this.
That has nothing to do with it. Okay,
nothing at all.
That's what started the whole thing.
No. Okay. So the purpose of this is that the federal government passed a law limiting SALT, state and local taxes, as a deduction for federal tax credit or federal tax deductions.
So it
could be cumbersome from some people. Now, towns don't have to really worry about it just yet, because, I mean, they're not going to re-levy taxes until January, so they have more time to do this.
Yeah, there's a short window here.
So we just wanted to put this in place in case there were some members of our community that wanted to take advantage of this. We're not making any, putting anything out there that said that this is going to work. I read in the paper this morning that the federal government is looking at this and they're going to enact legislation that's going to nullify this and a lot of stuff going back and forth. But the point is if we don't have this legislation in place and allow residents the opportunity to do it, they can't do it. And our tax levy is coming up June 1st, which is in a week.
Right.
So we thought it would be best to at least put it out there and find out what the public thinks. And if we want to enact this law so that it gives residents the opportunity to do this if they want to or not. That's totally, we just want to give our residents choice. That's exact, as simple as that. You know, whether or not they, if they do it, it's going to actually work in the future. You know, at the end of the year when they file taxes, I don't know. You know, it may not. I mean, there was stuff, like I said, in the paper today that talked about, you know, Trump says he's not going to let the states get away with it. The states are suing. So there's a lot going on. But the point is if we do nothing and don't enact this law, then the residents of the village don't have to worry about it because there's no avenue for them to participate.
Well, here, I'll just clarify, going back, reverting back to that audit that was in the Times Union, the audit that...
But that's not the purpose of this.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, out of that audit, it seemed like you're moving money down the road to use on a good thing this coming year, right? Is that what I understood?
Well, there was money in the budget that we were unaware was there. That's what came out of the audit.
All right. Because I was a little confused. I read the Times Union thing, and I saw stuff on Facebook and this, that, you know, the Enoch gets.
Right. But that has nothing to do with what this discussion
that's
is about.
That's what Guy just said. Yeah. Okay. You answered my questions. I mean, that's all. I'll just come down and ask a couple
of okay.
questions.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
We can close the hearing.
Anybody else have anything they want to add? Sorry, I apologize for my tardiness. Please. I got home as quick as I could.
We're all caught up.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Okay. Motion by Randy to close the public hearing.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried.